أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله لكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. وكلوا مما رزقكم الله حلالا طيبا واتقوا الله الذي أنتم به مؤمنون. لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان. فكفارته إطعام عشرة مساكين من أوسط ما تطعمون أهليكم أو كسوتهم أو تحرير رقبة، فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام، ذلك كفارة أيمانكم إذا حلفتم، واحفظوا أيمانكم، كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تشكرون. All you who believe, do not declare forbidden the lawful things that Allah Ta'ala has made lawful for you, and do not exceed the limit, for Allah Ta'ala does not love those who exceed the limit. And eat of the wholesome halal things that Allah Ta'ala has provided for you, and fear Allah Ta'ala in whom you do believe. Allah Ta'ala will not call you to account about the things that are futile in your oaths, but He will call you to account for your deliberate oaths, for expiation and kafara. Then feed 10 poor people on a scale of average of which you will feed your household, or feed or clothe them, or free a slave. And if this is beyond your means, then fast for 3 days. This is the expiation of your oaths you have sworn. And guard your oaths. In this manner, Allah Ta'ala explains to you His commands that you may be grateful. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had once advised a group of Sahaba Kiram at the residence of Usman ibn Mas'un radiyallahu anhu. People were very much affected, and they had resolved that they will not sleep at night and they will stay awake in ibadat throughout the night. They will not approach women, they will castrate themselves and not approach women any longer. They will not eat of any of the luxuries like milk, etc. Nabi Sam heard about this, he strongly stopped them from this. And he says that this is not what I have been commanded with, monasticism. And going over the limit, this is not what I have been commanded with. And I myself personally knows most of Allah, more than you about Allah Ta'ala. Hence, then I fear Allah Ta'ala more than you people fear. But yet, at times I fast, and at times I do not fast. I do sleep, and I do get up for tahajjud as well. And I do marry women. So, this is my way, this is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then don't exceed the limit, employing your own reasoning and discretion, and then thinking that this will gain you any proximity to Allah Ta'ala. So, this has been prohibited. Hence, to consider something to be forbidden for oneself, and after declaring it forbidden for yourself, then you consider it to be an act of righteousness, that you will leave this out, and your leaving it out will bring you closer to Allah Ta'ala, then this in itself is forbidden. What is halal, you consume, And don't consider the leaving out of halal things as a thing that will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second command is that for your futile oaths, Allah ta'ala will not call you to account. That is, the false oaths that you have taken unintentionally in the past tense, then Allah ta'ala will not call you to account for that. But what He will call you to account for is your deliberate oaths, the oaths that you have taken in the future tense, and then you have violated those oaths, then Allah ta'ala will call you to account for this. So if someone has taken an oath in the future tense and he's broken the oath thereafter, then he needs to expiate the broken oath. So for expiation and the kafara will be feeding of 10 destitute poor people. On the scale of average of what you would feed your household or clothe them, either feed them or you may clothe them, or you may give the equivalent of that food, that is what is given at Sadaqatul Fitr. So you will feed 10 such people, or you will give them the equivalent of Sadaqatul Fitr, or you will clothe such 10 people or free a slave in this very sequence, feeding first, then clothing, and then if this is not also manageable, then freeing of a slave. But if someone doesn't have the means for the same, then let him fast for 3 days. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansab. O you who believe, verily wine, gambling, and idolatry, and distributing through the raffling of arrows is a filth, the handiwork of shaitan, so abstain from this that you may prosper. Shaitan's plan is to incite enmity and hatred between you through wine and gambling and turn you away from the remembrance of Allah and namaz. Then will you not abstain? Obey Allah and obey His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and be careful. فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ But if you do turn away, then know that the duty of the Nabi is only to convey the clear message. Many of the Sahaba Kiram were wanting to know what is the clear command of Allah Ta'ala concerning wine and gambling. Because the previous verses that were revealed, though they were not indicating the prohibition of games of chance and wine, but in some words, in some way, Allah Ta'ala had discouraged this. So they wanted to know what is the actual command, the clear command of Allah Ta'ala with regards to wine and gambling. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about it, that this really is the handiwork of shaitan. Because his intention is to create fights, to incite you into fights, trouble, enmity with these things, wine and gambling. This is the root cause of many, many problems, intoxicants and gambling. When a person drinks, then he is not in the right frame of mind, he can't reason well, he becomes irrational, and he does things irrationally, landing himself into problems and people also into problems. The same with the person that is gambling. The plan of Allah Ta'ala is man should use the capabilities that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with, and be creative, produce something, and be good to yourself and to people as well. So a person that is laboring hard, he is being creative, he's working and laboring, so he's good for himself, he's good for the community, and he's an asset for the people at large. But the one that is involved in games of chance, gambling, then he's a liability for everybody. He doesn't produce anything, there is nothing that he can show that he will benefit the community with. Rather, through this gambling, etc., then enmity, hatred is incited. Because the one that is defeated and lost, and he feels very hurt within himself, that with a minor stroke, this person had taken up my millions. So he's hurt, and he feels very much miserable within himself, resulting in fights and disputes. So Shaitan gets the upper hand, he gets the control of man through these type of practices, and he turns them away from the real obligations, namaz, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Won't you people then desist? Won't you leave these things out? Now the question is about those Sahaba-i-Kiram who have been consuming these things at the time that this was not prohibited. What about them? Are they also guilty of any sin and any wrong? So Allah Ta'ala says, there is no sin on those who believed and did righteous works in what they had taken in the past. What they have eaten, what they have taken in the past, at that time it wasn't prohibited. When it wasn't prohibited, so if they have taken anything in the past, then this will not be haram, provided they had abstained, believed and did righteous works at the time that these things were not prohibited, then whatever was supposed to be abstained from, they abstained from that. They believed, they did righteous works, so there is no sin for them. Because they didn't exceed the limit, they didn't break the law of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever they had to abstain from at that time, they did abstain. So hence there is no sin for them. Then when the obligation of Allah Ta'ala has come in, then they abstained and believed. This is the word of Allah Ta'ala, and we need to believe in that wholeheartedly. Then they did not only abstain, but they did good also. So for these people there is no sin. At the time it was not prohibited, they consumed, they engaged in all these things. At that time it wasn't prohibited, so don't be concerned, don't be worried about the past, because at that time these things were not prohibited. But when the legislation was passed and these things were declared forbidden, then you did not only leave it out, but you believed also that this is the word of Allah Ta'ala and we need to believe in it, we need to accept it wholeheartedly. So for such people there is no sin, there is no blame on such people. And really Allah Ta'ala does love those who do good. May Allah give us tawfiq.